Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain.
There's no reason to touch
it. And inform you in the afternoon.
I think your cheeks are a little loose.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Josh McDaniels came extremely close to becoming a head coach for the second time last season, decided to stay put in New England. Clearly, at 8-3 and offensively functioning well, he'll probably get some more looks, Field. What are the chances that he not only gets some interest, but decides to make the move this time around?
Excellent chance he gets interest, and an excellent chance he gets a job if he wants to, because Josh McDaniels returned to New England, obviously, in a massive, stunning move when he left that job with the Indianapolis Colts before he'd even put pen to paper, but he did so in part because the setup in New England is so ideal. He is being paid handsomely. He has an excellent role. And although there's no signs of Bill Belichick slowing up, one would think that if it happens at some point in the next 3 to 5 years, Josh McDaniels would be amongst the short list of candidates to take over what has been one of the premier franchises in sports.
Well, one thing's for sure, there's nobody happier on the planet right now than Frank Reich that he did not take it.
I mean, right.
And
according to everybody from Indy, you know, they're very happy with Frank Reich too. But there's no question that Josh is going to get another opportunity. He'll be the number one guy on the list. You know, I think the trend of the league is going offense now. There may not be any more established offensive coach or assistant offensive coach in the league than Josh McDaniels.
All right, another day, another Josh McDaniels report. What the hell's going on here?
Like vitamins.
You know what this is? This is a media campaign.
It's exactly what it is.
Josh McDaniels is on a media campaign. Do you get it now?
Yeah. And the proof of that is, why hasn't anyone actually heard from Josh McDaniels? Why isn't anyone asking him what team he wants to go to? This is nothing more than it's PR.
It's a media campaign. He is on a media campaign to get his name out there. Again to get his name out there. I know his agent fired him last year. Maybe he's hired a new agent. You just look. You know, all the NFL insiders now, and Field Yates, who's got a real strong Patriots connection, worked with Josh, I want to say. Yates was on the staff. He was a low-level staffer, wasn't he, when McDaniels was here? So he was probably a co-worker of McDaniels, if you want to use that loosely. Now Field Yates, the latest, after Rapp and La Canfora and the local guys. It's like, all of a sudden here in the last week or two, Josh McDaniels' name is everywhere. Right around the time of year when everyone starts talking about who's going to be fired, who's on the outs, Bowles, McCarthy, I don't know, Harbaugh, who's ever out, right? Marone, who's ever out. This is usually when you start talking about it, right after Thanksgiving. And right when that talk starts, here comes Josh McDaniels' name everywhere. Everywhere. He's on a media campaign, a media tour to get his name out there.
I mean, it feels that way. I don't know what other conclusion you could draw. I mean, it's popping up in as many places as it is that somebody wants is promoting McDaniels.
Oh, my God. It's so obvious by now. Like, geez, Louise, guys. All right. We get it. So Josh is or his agent calling in favors, whatever, putting it out there. These guys happy to run with it. Content is content. And so this just leads to a couple of things. Well, one, I'll just say this. It's starting to bug the crap out of me, the way this guy handles himself. And I'm actually a Josh McDaniels guy. I'm actually one who has said I'd be happy with him taking over for Bill. I want him to take over for Bill.
Not me.
Right? I know we disagree on that. But I'm just telling you, from where I come from, is I'm generally in favor of McDaniels being your next guy. Except, it's starting to get to the point where I say, who the hell does he think he is? He's acting like one of these, this is like an NBA diva. Like, what, Josh? You want to rent a house in the Hamptons and everyone come out and kiss your ass? Is this just one of these guys that likes to hear his name? You know, oh, Josh, we'd love to have you, Josh. We're thinking, oh, Josh, he just gets off on hearing his name and the speculation, or he gets off on his name being front and center, or he wants his name to be front and center. He wants you to, you know, lay at his feet so he can then turn you down. So he gets off on it? Because all he's done for the last 3 or 4 years now is sort of put his name out there and then pull it back, but pull it in, then put it back and put, okay, yes, I'll take the job. No, I'm not going to take the job. What was it? I mean, last year was egregious with the Colts thing, with agreeing to terms.
Happened with San Francisco, too.
Agreeing to terms. You know, if not in writing, at least with a phone call to the point where they schedule the press conference and they send the plane. And then this guy says no? Did he do the same thing with San Fran? Was he actually offered the job?
No. He wasn't offered the job, but he initially expressed interest in the job and then withdrew himself from consideration. Don't you remember that?
Yes. So now that you say it, the one I remember is it was even further back where there was a time where the Cleveland Browns wanted to talk to him. He said no. And then like a couple weeks later said, yeah, no, actually, yes, I do. And I'm beginning to just feel a little bit like, dude, you can make a case, I'm not, but I'm saying others could, that you actually haven't done anything. You could actually, if you wanted to, say you kind of suck. Because the only success you've ever had is when Brady's been your guy.
Thank you. Keep going.
You were a joke in Denver. And then you went to St. Louis for that 1 year. And did they not have the worst offense in the league?
It was something like that. They were bad. I remember that. They were near the bottom of the league in offense when he was the coordinator with the Rams.
So, again, and I'm purposely sort of overstating this because who do you think you are? And that part's sort of rubbing me the wrong way. It's starting to bug me. Like, who do you think you are? That you can just play this game. I will. I won't. I'm in. I'm out. I mean, your track record does not justify that. Your track record does not justify that.
Well, and people keep falling at his feet no matter where they go. He gets on the plane to go to Indianapolis, and the owners of the Patriots are chasing after him with money in hand. No, don't go. And again, and I'm not mocking the Patriots for it because they had a Or I'm not mocking the crass for it because they had a bit of a internal crisis. But it's like he's the flavor of the month every month, for crying out loud. I've never gotten him with McDaniels, not fully. Okay, I acknowledge he's good at what he does. Does that mean he can be a head coach?
I mean,
because what it was in Denver was a freaking disaster.
I like the idea of the continuity here more than anything. And that's a big thing for me. And I am someone who wants an offensive coach and believes the biggest part of the game now is that coach quarterback relationship and that development. So that's why I'm a yes on Josh McDaniels here. But what has he done to command this? And is he just doing this again? Now getting his name out there on this media blitz. It's a media blitz. It's a Josh McDaniels media blitz. And are you just going to do that again to have some team pursue you and then say, No.
See, I'm still shocked that teams fall for it. Like, that's the other part of the story to me. Like, after what he did to the Colts.
Well, it's a league full of nepotism and stupidity. That's why I'm not surprised. This guy's, in any other walk of life, in any other business, this guy's name would be Mud, and he would never get a sniff ever again.
Totally right. Yep, totally right. That's the part that blows me away. The Indianapolis Colts, they're going to end up thanking their lucky stars that he didn't get on that plane and go out there, because the guy they got is going to end up being better. He's turning that team around. This is like one of the great stories in the league this year, if you ask me. Josh McDaniels jilted them. He left them at the freaking altar.
So
they're going to be better off without him.
If he leaves them at the altar to come back here and coach Tom Brady with this program, like at least I get it.
For continuity's sake, I'm with you on
that. Well, no, but that's why I want him as a Patriot. If from his perspective, staying with the Patriots, you can make the argument is a better job. So fine, Josh, you turned them down at the last minute for a better job. I'm beginning to think he just wants to dink people around. Because now it looks like he's not getting the job here, because this is the second part of this, is Josh now putting his name out there because
something has changed.
The Palace Q is over and Bill's staying and everyone's staying. And so now there's nothing here for him. So it's like, you know, I wonder if part of he thinks he's too good for the Colts job. You think you're too good for... Well, it turns out their quarterback's fine, and they've actually drafted okay to protect the quarterback, and now they're in pretty good shape. As Bedard was telling us, $110 million in cap space, if you think that's important, they're in pretty good shape. But you're too good for it based on what? Based on what, your 6-0 start in Denver, after which point you completely fell on your face. Oh, shocker, got accused and rung up for cheating, for videotaping a walkthrough. Huh. Wonder where you got that from. So he gets that going, And then it's like, now all of a sudden, you're too good for these jobs? So I've overstated that purposely because that's starting to rub me that way. It's like, dude, who do you think you are? It's time to take a job and prove you can coach.
It should rub you the wrong way. Again, after last year, if I were a team, I wouldn't go near them.
Or enough of this stuff then. If you're staying, you're staying. Fine. If you're going, you're going. But I don't know if you've earned the right to play this freaking game. I mean, this used to happen with Parcells. He won a couple. This used to happen with, Rick Pitino in the NBA, you know, and how did that work out for him? I mean, there's certain guys where it's you have this sort of will he, won't he, but their Hall of Fame resumes and Hall of Fame track records and the biggest names in the game or their specific sport. You? Please.
No, he's like Lane Kiffin.
God.
Who was it that made that analogy? Wasn't it the guy out in Indianapolis, Greg Doyle? One of those that said he's like the Lane Kiffin of the NFL. And that's exactly what he is.
So, and all that being said, I dumped on him for 20 minutes. I'm fine with him being the next Patriots coach. I want him to be the next Patriots coach. But my Lord, enough already with Josh Vince Lombardi McDaniels. Wow. The other thing is, and really more importantly, have things been settled down at Gillette?
I don't believe that for a second, do you?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
No, I don't believe that.
No. They haven't been?
So when you say settled.
No, settled to the point where Bill's not going anywhere.
So that might be true. Bill might be staying.
I think Josh came back. I thought, past tense, Josh came back because Bill was gone after this year.
That's what I thought.
Well, now if Josh is back gone, don't I have to reverse how I feel about Bill?
Sure.
Because I think Josh, you know, was purely dependent on or purely related to Bill's status. Bill's gone? All right, so I'll come back. Oh, Bill's not gone? Then I'll leave. I thought that's what it was. But again, maybe it's Josh just wanting to turn people down because he gets off on it.
Look,
I don't know.
To me, there's got to be some sort of link between McDaniels and Belichick. So I'm not dismissing that part of it. But when you say, is this the end of the Palace queue? I don't think this stuff is all of a sudden all, you know, everything's hunky-dory now and that Bill and Tom are buddies and they're going to stay together for 3 more years. I don't believe that. Do I believe that maybe Belichick is staying and that that's affecting McDaniels? Sure. Yeah, I'll allow for that possibility. But the first time that things go wrong between the coach and the quarterback, and I'm talking about Bill and Tom now, that all that stuff's going to come right back to the surface because it's there now. But once the damage is done, you don't just forget. It comes out again under duress. You relive it. You relive it every single time it happens. That's what goes on.
Okay.
So I'm not convinced Brady's back.
It's two-pronged. Does the McDaniels availability speak to what's going on there at Gillette? And that's really what we're concerned with. My own personal itch is just, does Josh get off on this thing? Putting his name out there and then turning people down. Because I know people like that. And they just want to be sought after for the job. They want to be sought after and sought after. Play people along and string people along and get everyone all, you know.
Feel like the hot girl at the prom.
Yeah, you're the man. I'm the man. Everybody wants me.
Billy Beane.
Right, exactly. Billy Beane. That's another one. That's another guy. So it's like he gets off on it. And is Josh one of these guys? And if so, that sort of bugs me. But that's really sort of a side thing. So we'll start with this, 617-779-0985. Still giving away Stones tickets today. Okay.
Yeah.
Am I still giving away wrestling tickets too?
You better believe it.
Okay. I'm just getting settled. So we got details on how you can win wrestling tickets and Stones tickets.
I'm going to put those tickets right under my thumb. It's down to me. Oh, yeah.
So Murray's still trying for him. Maz is still trying for him.
No way, dude. Those tickets are mine. Get off of my cloud.
Jimmy, release the hounds. To your calls right after this.
This is Felger and Maz.
On 98.5.
The Sports Hub.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Something?
Come back and put it in my face.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Felger and Mass.
They suck.
On Boston's home for sports.
I think it was so touch and go last year. After the season, last season. I mean, a lot of people want to pretend that, you know, the Palace Q and, you know, all the tension wasn't going on. It was going on. And I think it was so bad at a certain point, especially between Brady and Belichick, over Guerrero, that the crafts were like, we have to prepare because Bill might just say, you know what? Screw this. I'm done. You guys deal with it. I'm not dealing with this anymore. The Garoppolo, this and that, I'm out of here. And so they were like, well, we have to have a fallback plan or else we're going to be the Giants again. So they did what they had to do to keep Josh here. But I think Belichick and Brady have come to a detente over Alex Guerrero. And that's really what Brady, all he wanted was, can you stop busting my balls and just give me my trainer? I'm 41 years old. I've gotten here for a certain reason because of this trainer, the godfather of my kids. Just leave me alone. And I think finally Bill acquiesced, gave him something, and they've been okay since then.
That was Bedard yesterday. So you don't believe that, Mass?
No, I believe there's a detente. I do. I think detente is the right word. This is what I said yesterday. A detente means a cooling. That's what it means. Things have calmed down. It doesn't mean they've gone away. It means they've calmed down. And I'm just telling you, there will be another issue between Bill and Tom. And it'll probably happen when the team's losing or something goes wrong or, I don't know, Brady gets sent out on a pass play and hurts his knee, whatever it is. And then he'll end up saying, what are we doing that stupid-ass thing for? And then a lot of those old feelings will come back. That's all. So right now, is it good? Maybe. Yeah, I don't rule that out. I just don't think that after all that history together, that all of a sudden they are going to, you know, like, you know, we're fixed. We're good for, you know, everything's gone. It's washed away. It'll never come back. I don't believe that for a second.
So I just wonder, Josh, too. Well, look, I believe Bedard, it was touch and go last year. I can't believe it was at the point where someone might walk and so they might need McDaniels. But I believe it. I believe it. You know, I mean, Bedard's not a sensationalist and he hears things. So I believe that. So if I believe that, I got to believe things are better now. And to the point where, and when I say better, you know, look, they may not be having Thanksgiving dinner together and they may not be even meeting on a Tuesday night anymore, which I still, Tucker, are you going to go down there or what? He's not even here today, the kid. Yeah, send someone down there and ask that question.
We got to get him scheduled for a Wednesday so we can get him on the conference call.
They might not even be meeting on Tuesday. I don't know about that. But what I mean is settled, are they both staying next year? That's really what I mean. Are they both staying? Because they can hate each other like poison and still be workable.
Sure.
Okay? They can still figure it out and compartmentalize and all that stuff. And if they're staying for a couple of years, that's the read that I want. And does Josh putting his name out there mean that Brady and Belichick are set for the next couple of years? That's what I wonder. Okay. But in the meantime, boy, I sure hope this McDaniels guy can coach after all of this. I mean, all the leaks and the drops and this media blitz between he and his what feels like a new agent. My God, Dan Graziano on ESPN today called him what? Brilliant and mercurial?
Brilliant, but mercurial. Is what he called him.
Can we look up mercurial?
Mercurial is, you know, kind of emotional. Yeah, emotional. Sort of, you know, runs up and down, hot and cold. And so like the mercury in a thermometer.
Subject to sudden or unpredictable changes of mood or mind.
Correct.
Fine.
Brilliant? I have a bigger problem with brilliant. Yeah, right. Forget the mercurial part. Fine, he's mercurial. I mean, you'd probably have to be to some degree to say yes to the Indianapolis Colts and no, and then get off the plane.
Or say yes to the Niners, then no. Now I don't want to interview with the Browns. Yes, I will. you know, pump my name, call me. Okay, yeah, I'm interested. Nah, I'm not. No. So just get off on that process. Like, Mercurial doesn't feel strong enough for me.
What were you hoping for, Mike?
I don't know. Weasley? You know,
Weasley.
Does he get off on the pursuit of him and him being able to turn people down? I just wonder about
that. Yeah, he might. I have a bigger problem with brilliant.
Brilliant and mercurial. Yeah, this guy better be able to coach.
What qualifies him as brilliant? And I'm sorry, because I've always felt this way about McDaniels. He's had Brady. He's had the greatest quarterback in the history of the game.
Right. When I see jet sweeps on 3rd and 2 with Cordarrelle Patterson, brilliant's not the thing that comes to mind when I think of Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, not brilliant. Brilliant's the wrong word. He sucked in Denver, and he sucked worse with the Rams.
I think he's pretty good here, but then again, so was Charlie. So was Bill O'Brien. So were all of them. I liked them all. I liked all their offensive coordinators. So hard to tell. All right, your thoughts. Merrimack, go ahead, Rick.
Hi, guys. I've got to tell you, anybody who had the luxury to work with Brady and Belichick obviously they're like just fortunate. You know what? Everybody else, they would not succeed. Okay? And I think McDaniels is overrated, and I think we'll be better off without him unless he's absorbed so much information from these guys, because the only reason he is considered as high as he is because he has had the luxury of working with Brady and Belichick.
Of course.
Well, so that's the other thing.
I mean, what has he done elsewhere? He's one of these guys. He came from John Carroll. I can't remember what that is, if he was even a coach there or something, but he's someone who started picking up people at the airport. And wasn't he one of those guys? One of the Belichick youth? And so, like, there is no track record anywhere else. Wherever his resume else is, it was an abject disaster in Denver, and uniformly underwhelming in St. Louis, if not a complete failure. So he has nothing else to draw on other than his time here.
Zero. And like, it's bad enough that you sit here and say Brady. Like, and I, you know, Belichick takes all this grief for never having won without Brady and blah, 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 blah. McDaniels is way worse. He's sandwiched between the two of them. He's sandwiched between the greatest coach of all time and the greatest quarterback of all time. Talk about the ingredients and recipe for a fraud. Like, there's no, you couldn't be in a better spot if you're a fraud than be between Bill and Tom. And I'm not saying definitively that McDaniels is. I'm just saying that that's the perfect place to cultivate a fraud.
That's a sweet spot for fraudom.
Oh my God! Like, could you find a better spot?
Dominic and Ayer. Hi, Dominic.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, I'm thinking that McDaniels was worried it was going to blow up, and he really was going to go. And then they kind of said that they were going to play still together with Brady and Belichick, so he stuck around to ride their coattails longer.
Well, I mean, maybe. I mean, maybe they offered him so much money. He said, "Well, this is a no-brainer. I'm just going to fall out of bed and succeed because I have Brady, and Belichick really calls the shots anyway, so I don't really have to do anything, and they're going to pay me how much, and I can't get fired from it, and I'll maintain my status as this, you know, as the cat's ass prime candidate, and so there's really nothing to lose." So, like, I get that. I understand that. Did you think you were too good for the Colts job?
He whiffed. He should have taken that
job. Do you think you were too good for the Colts job? And what gave you the right to feel that way? What gave you the right to feel that you're too good for that job with, you know, it's not perfect there. The owners had some issues. Not going to deny it. But that quarterback, if he got healthy, could play. And they've been drafting high for a while. I mean, I don't know. I mean, what do you think? What kind of job do you think you deserve? I mean, what job is befitting of your stature, Josh? Like, who's good enough for you? I'm curious. What's good enough for you?
I mean, maybe it was the luck thing in the end. Maybe that's what it was. You know, as much as we talk about Bill and Brady and everything else, maybe it was as simple as, what if the kid can't play anymore? Maybe it was that simple. Because clearly he wasn't afraid of the owner, right? It's not like they were going to sell the team overnight. The variable was the quarterback. So now the quarterback can play. I'm telling you, Indy, if I'm in Indy right now, I'm saying, thank God we didn't hire that guy. Thank God. Because Luck is good, and we've got a guy here that played the position and actually has a clue.
And doesn't think he's too good. You know, like that, like that would be the thing that would rub me if I were in Indy. You think you're too good for us. Based on what exactly? Based on what? What gives? Why do you feel you're too good for us? That's sort of my sort of attitude if I were a Colts fan.
I mean, I'm telling you, I'm not telling you McDaniel sucks. I think he's good at his job. But to be, there are a million coordinators who couldn't be head coaches. And so now all of a sudden, Baker Mayfield's lighting it up in Cleveland. Everybody goes, ooh. And the Baltimore job might be open, and he wanted Lamar Jackson and worked him out. Ooh. And so maybe it is. Maybe it's all quarterback related. That he sees markets now with quarterbacks that he says, you know, I can win with that guy.
You know what? Either way, he might get his choice of quarterbacks. My Green Bay people tell me the Packers want him. So, looks like you passed on Andrew Luck. Okay, whoops, I guess. Now you might get your pick of Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson, who you wanted. I don't know if he's any good or not, but you liked him. Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold. Like, you're going to get your pick of one of these guys. Let's see. After all this, I hope you can coach. Honestly, I do. Here's Murray's update. We're going to continue with your thoughts on all of this. Someone promised us that he'd shake his ass at us this offseason. Someone basically walked to a podium about a month ago and said, I'm going to shake my ass at you.
Give you the meat spin.
And you know what? He's doing it. I'll tell you exactly what I'm talking about right after Murray's update.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
He has a mild case of carpal tunnel syndrome. For what I know, David has played video games his whole life. It seems like Fortnite now is the one everybody's playing.
I like to play Fortnite forever, then blame my numb hand on the cold weather. Let's play Fortnite forever now. Ba-da-da-da. I wanna play Fortnite forever until my hands go numb and I miss my next start. I wanna play Fortnite forever. As soon as we're off the plane, I fire up the Xbox. I wanna play Fortnite forever. This is so fun.
Stone tickets coming up in a little bit. We'll give you details on that. Interesting timing. That's an old bit. But that's the bed that Murray used. So there was a time there that David Price and his Fortnite thing was an embarrassment to him, the team, and frankly, mankind.
The world.
I don't think it's an overstatement. That video game thing, be a grown-ass man and donning a headset to play video games. I mean, I'm a dork. I'm a sports dork. There's no question about it. But I ain't donning a headset and strapping in.
Different strokes for different folks, Belger. This is how I spend my free time. Bitch.
And, you know, so I think the video game thing is the next level. I think it is a sign of the apocalypse. I just find it so insane. I can't even think straight that grown-ass men need to bring video game consoles. It's like the Hanson brothers with their toy cars and Slapshot. It's like you grown-ass men with families and children and responsibilities, you're bringing your video game consoles and your headsets on the road. And Price brings his own TV monitor, Beetle keeps saying, on the road to play your effing video game.
High def.
Healthier than being out skirt chasing.
It's, I'm telling you, that to me is a sign of the apocalypse.
Not really, Murray.
So
I just want to keep playing. Yo, why do NFL teams get skins in Fortnite and MLB teams don't? I want to gun down some noobs in a Sox uniform.
So, not only is this embarrassment, it's an affront to mankind. It is. He got injured playing the thing where he missed starts. He missed a Yankee game because he was playing too many effing video games. I mean, it's just an embarrassment. The whole thing's an embarrassment. But you know what? He won the World Series and he pitched great. And so now, not only does he get to play Fortnite, he gets to put it on Twitch. He gets to put it on TV and basically shove his ass in our face. He gets to turn around, open up his butt cheeks, and wave it, man.
Fart.
I actually kind of think it's hilarious because this is everything that he said at the press conference.
I have the Trump card now, yep. Bitches.
I told you, I hold all the cards now. I hold the Trump card.
Not only am I going to play this thing, I'm going to play it right in your face. So now he plays Fortnite and he puts it on Twitch, which like a video game channel. You can sit there and watch people play video games, which to me, again, sign of the apocalypse. So that's Murray's impersonation of David Price playing Fortnite. 10 times more interesting than David Price playing Fortnite. Just give me a little sample. What did it sound like, Jimmy?
I know I got you. I know I did. I ain't picking that true crap up. I got this gold from Moss, though. Did you eat all the daggone things? Oh, my God. Oh, I don't play the show. I ain't played a baseball game since RBI Baseball. I didn't play baseball in 2012 for K Sports. Yo, boy, it was on the cover.
All right, so
I play it one time.
He's talking to chatters there?
Yeah, and so they were probably asking him if he plays sports games. From what I can deduce from that, if they ask him if he plays any baseball video games, and he doesn't, and he hasn't played one since, you know, going way back, and he didn't even play the one that he was on the cover of.
Even though he was on the cover, he didn't even play it.
And your boy was on the cover, and I didn't even play it, because sports games aren't fun. I like third-person shooters and first-person shooters, bitch. Oh, just another kill for the kid.
So it's like we mock him. There's a parody of it. Then he goes and does it. Then he goes and does it and broadcasts it.
Literally
broadcasts it.
Literally broadcasts it, which is, it's so.
Well, now, because of his postseason success and that he should have, and I stand by this, he should have been the World Series MVP. It's like he got a pass to be as much of an insufferable a-hole as he possibly can now.
And you're going to like it. I know I got you. I know I did.
Oh, you don't like that I'm a grown man with a family and a young son I should be helping raise? But I spend 11 hours a day playing Fortnite? Yeah. How do you like that? Tough. I'm going to play it every day, and I'm going to now live stream it on Twitch. Yeah, Twitch. That's right. And there ain't nothing you can do about it. Bitches.
Tell you what, if I were him, I'd be doing the same
thing. So would
I know I got you.
I would totally be doing that.
It's kind of hilarious. Like,
it
when
is
I saw
hilarious.
This would have never happened. If they flamed out and he was...
Oh my God, no. So apparently he kept playing, but he changed his handle or whatever, his name. But he kept playing. You know, after he missed starts because he got carpal tunnel from playing video games. Which, again, is so patently absurd. I can't believe it actually happened, but it happened. So he gets carpal tunnel from playing video games. Misses Yankee starts. The grown-ass man making $30 million a year. So he had to change his handle or his name or whatever. But he kept playing. The guy kept playing because he couldn't not play. Now there's no need for that. Here I am.
All right, so whatever the pseudonym he was using, pitches. Maybe it was like, you know, hidden pitcher, 123 or whatever his handle was. So now it's just David Price, bitch. Like, you know, that's how you find him on Fortnite now. I don't know how the game works. I imagine that's...
He got small grapes. I like that. I'm going to send that to him. Nate eats a hot dog without a bun. You know, Mike Mitch, that might be true.
So he's trashed. So Nathan Eovaldi was playing his trash-talking Nathan Eovaldi.
Yeah, apparently Eovaldi's mic wasn't on, right? You could only hear Price. You couldn't hear Eovaldi.
Oh. So he eats a hot dog without a bun thing?
There
was no response.
Nate eats a hot dog without a bun. Right. You know what, Mike Mitch? That might be true.
He's talking to the commenter Mike Mitch. Like, I mean, we do this with our Facebook show, so, like, I don't know. I've been roped into this crap, too, except it's just a chat. It's just like an extension of the talk show. I'm not strapping on a headset and gear to play a video game and chat to you. It's just we're in the back office on the off-air show.
Not yet, you aren't, but we'll see.
It's coming, you're right.
Well, Mike Mitch, my understanding is Nathan Eovaldi eats hot dogs without buns. These are carb-phobic times we're living in.
You know what else Nathan Eovaldi does?
What's that?
Eovaldi eats pizza with a fork and a knife.
Oh, what kind of Italian are you, Nathan Eovaldi, if you're eating pizza with a fork and a knife, bitch?
I think they're alluding to something else, but either way, this is what it's come to. This is what it's come to.
Oh, no, he is. He's shaking his junk all over the internet is what he's
no
doing.
No question.
I can't say I blame him,
this
though.
Is what happens when you win a championship.
Eovaldi better be re-signing.
If I were him, I'd be meat spinning on the web every day, man. Meat spin with the stars.
So that part
there? I do.
I didn't know he had commented on Eovaldi in his free agency. That part, I agree with him. That's the main guy that the Reds...
Eovaldi better be re-signing.
Yeah, they should be focusing on trying to get him signed.
Can't afford him. I mean, they should. Number one, I agree. Yeah. That's why I don't like the Steve Pierce signing. Save every dime for Eovaldi and then worry about everything else after. But I don't know. It doesn't feel like... It feels like they can't afford him.
No, I'm not convinced of that. Maybe they're just letting him. I have a feeling they're going to keep him.
Oh, really?
I don't know if I ever saw Nate throw 102. That's a little too hard for him.
I'm going with my gut and only my gut. I think they want to keep him, and my guess is he wants to stay.
By the way, David, he did throw 102 to Bregman to strike him out that last at bat.
That was an absolute freaking missile.
I don't know if I ever saw Nate throw 102. That's a little too hard for him.
Put that on Instagram. That was the put that on Instagram bitch pitch.
Post that.
So there you go. David Price promised to shake his ass at us, and he's doing it. How does it taste?
Eovaldi better be re-signing.
How does David Price's tookus taste right about
now? He is a scrub.
Long commercial-free segment is next. Got another baseball I'm going to get to real quick, and your thoughts on McDaniels and the Patriots, I promise, right to you after these words.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
What can we say about Felger and Maz that you haven't already screamed in your car?
Sit on that one, bitch, and spin.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I hold all the cards now, and that feels so good. That feels so good. I can't tell you how good it feels to hold that trump card. You guys have had it for a long time. You've played that card extremely well, but you don't have it anymore. None of you do, and that feels really good.
David Price wasn't lying. That's how he's acting. You don't want me playing Fortnite? Suck it. I'm going to put it on TV. Twitch. I'm going to broadcast it.
Wait till I start complaining about the weather. What are you going to do? Okay. Nothing you can do. Oh, it's too hot. Too cold. I don't like this laundry detergent. Oh, you don't like it? Tough.
That's all. Like, and he gets the he has the right to do it now.
So, I know I got you. Yeah. I know I did.
I got you.
He's got a free pass.
So we're loving it. We thought it might happen, and it is. That's what does a Trump card look like? That. The Trump card looks like David Price on Twitch. Back to your phones, as promised. Anthony and Medford. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, what's up, Mike? Thanks for taking my call. Mike, maybe that the Josh McDaniel, you look at the, you know, the disciples' wife, look at all the Phillies, Patricia O'Brien, maybe they gave him all that money to come back as just the offensive coordinator, and they don't want him as a head coach. Because think about it, Belichick, what is he, even if he is going to stay, what, one more year? So wouldn't Josh stick around? Maybe they just want him as offensive coordinator, not as a head coach, Kraft don't want.
Okay, could it be that they are letting him, that he's back out on the market and wants to leave because he's not going to be the next guy? Not because Bill's staying, but because they actually don't want him as the head coach. They just wanted him to come back and be Brady's, you know, buffer.
I mean, it's possible, sure. Do I think it's likely? No.
See, I don't believe it either, but interesting thought.
Yeah, anything's possible. I'd rule out nothing. I just think that if that were the case, the Crafts would have found another way. They wouldn't have paid him what they're paying him just to be Brady's buffer. I don't think.
Carl in Maine on Josh McDaniels. Hi, Carl.
Hey, how are you here?
We're good, Carl. What do you got?
Hey, I tell you, the Josh McDaniels thing, they forgot to mention when he backed out in Indianapolis, he said a lot of it was his family, his three daughters, I guess, and his wife. So that was part of it.
That was bullcrap.
Yeah, Carl, he never said that. Others reported it, and he, to his credit, publicly said that that wasn't it.
Yeah, okay, yeah, okay. But now Tom Brady, they were talking yesterday about Tom come up with a lot of excuses about not, why things weren't going right.
Yep.
But after the Tennessee game, his post-game interview, and now Murray can listen to this and find it, Tom mentioned that he was wearing extra long spikes.
Okay, Carl, I have to let you go.
Yeah, I understand the internet might not work in Maine, Carl, but I'm not looking it up for you.
Yeah, Murray can look that up. Yeah.
Do they have internet up there even? Do they have Wi-Fi?
No. I don't think they have TVs in Maine, let alone the internet. The other thing is this whole idea of McDaniels' family, I'm sorry to go back to this, yeah. It pisses me off to no end. If his family was the reason, then why is he looking for another job now?
He never played that card. It was played for him, and again, to his credit, he said my family was prepared to move and had nothing to do with the family.
I know. I have more of an issue with the people who think it's family related than I do with McDaniels himself. Because you're right. He did come out and say that. I remember that. That he owned up to it and said it wasn't really a family issue. Let's stop saying that. He's on the market every year, for crying out loud.
Here's my thing. Is this one of these guys that gets off on putting his name out there for consideration, toying with teams, and then turning them down? And it's just how he gets his jollies. I want you to want me, because I'm amazing. Yeah, I'll consider your job. And then at the end, nah, I'm good. And he just gets off on that whole process.
He's like a cat.
Could he be that guy? Perfect. Exactly. He's like a freaking cat. So that's starting to bug me. And again, there is a media blitz going on right now with Josh McDaniels like you read about. NFL Network, ESPN, local guys, national guys, ESPN guy today calling him brilliant and mercurial. All of a sudden, all these vacancies are starting rumored. This is the time of year when it happens. And who is front and center, once again, being talked about in all these shows as a leading candidate? It's Josh. Like, he's hired an agent and has it. He's in the middle of a media blitz. And it's starting to bug me a little bit, given all the jobs he's turned down and all the times he's gone in, gone out. It's like, this guy better be able to coach after all of this. Yeah, better be able to coach. And furthermore, does mean something's been settled here? There was another good theory we had yesterday with Bedard, Jimmy. Can you play that second Bedard cut? Which Maz got all excited for. But, well, it goes something like this.
Wait, so Bill's staying too long, and now the heir apparent isn't ready? So they,
oh, I see what you mean. Better a year too early than a year too late, Greg.
Sort of similar to the quarterbacks. Oh, the quarterback stuck it out an extra couple weeks. They had to get rid of the heir apparent. Oh, I see what's going on.
I like that. Same thing's going on with the coach position now that happened with the quarterback last year.
Okay, there's
bad move.
Maz took his pants off with that.
Oh, yeah, it's good logic. It's exactly what Bill might be doing.
So Bill's saying to Kraft, all right, you're right.
If we're going to invest in old people and let the successors go, then I'm sticking around.
You're going to force me to trade the next quarterback? Fine. I'm going to force you to trade the next coach. You're going to have to hang. I'm going to have to hang on too long to an old quarterback. Well, you're going to have to hang on too long for an old coach.
So now right. he's John Lovitz, then that old SNL skit, the thing that wouldn't leave. He's like, that's it.
Well, and if you're Bill, too, look, he's got what, after this season, we think maybe 1 year left. So it'd be about time to renegotiate, wouldn't it? So now this is, well, no, I want to stay. Aren't you going to pay me? So I'm just thinking, I'm trying to play the thing out.
What's the last thing he really has yet to accomplish?
Win without Brady.
So maybe that's still bugging him. You know, like, I'm not going to be the last guy here. I mean, I'm not going to have Brady be the last guy here. I want to wait this out. I want to see if I can find another young quarterback because I thought I already found one. I felt like I got screwed over on this. So I'm staying.
Hold on, Jimmy, do you have something?
So now he's going to be Marv Levy, who he doesn't want to be.
Yep.
Hypocrite.
No question. I'm not going to be Marv Levy. Don't you worry about that, he says in 2009. Now, 10 years later, he's making $10 million a year, and they're contending every year, and he's got everything that he wants. You know what? I'll actually be Marv Levy. No problem.
I'm just going to say, why should he be held accountable, though, for something he said 9 years ago?
But he ain't going to hold himself accountable to it.
And I don't blame him. The world changes. Maybe he feels better than he thought he would feel. Maybe he's making a hell of a lot more money. Maybe Linda wants him to work. Who the hell knows? I have no idea. But you have the right to change your mind. I got no issue with that one. It's either that Bill's digging in and saying, okay, you know, I'm up for a new contract myself. And since we're investing in old people now, let's go ahead and do it. I'm in. Right? It's either that or they're all getting on the last chopper out of Saigon. Okay. And the whole thing is coming down. They're all leaving.
That's what Curran wrote. That's what Curran seemed to imply. So again, interesting times in Gillette at Foxborough continue. We continue with your thoughts on that. David Price and Fortnite. We'll get to the Celtics later on next hour, but your phones, I promise, are after Murray's update. 90 seconds, no commercials. Also next hour, wrestling tickets. Also coming up, Stones tickets. So a lot of reasons to not leave your radio.
This is Felger and Mass
on 98.5,
the Sports Hub.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.